Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, April 28th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Salisbury feeder roads to be addressed finally. YT Kubli Dance Theatre Company celebrates 45 years. Guyanese teen accepted at 21 colleges in the U.S., including all 8 Ivy League schools. And 16 U.S. forces disciplined over Afghan bombing. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
The Courts Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Courts. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442, and experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
10 feeder roads, including the Mero Cuba Salisbury feeder road, will soon be rehabilitated under the Banana Company Measures Program. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt on a local radio program this week. The contracts for these projects are expected to be signed on May 6, 2016, with works to commence between mid-June to early July 2016.
10 roads in all which will be rehabilitated under the BAM. 10 roads, 10 farm roads in Dominica, based on the amount of funds we have. You're talking about Syndicate. In Lot 1, you have Syndicate Feeder Road. Those of us who know Syndicate, you know, coming down from the Collier side, coming down into Syndicate is very bad there. That will be all that will be rehabilitated among other sections of Syndicate. You have the Mero Cuba Salisbury feeder road. So that entire ring there will be concentrated upon in Lot 1. Okay, so the two roads there. In Lot 2, and that for that road there, you're talking about 2.235 million euros for those two roads only. And then you have Lot 2, and Lot 2 includes the Middle Ridge Feeder Road, you have the Mango Gutter Feeder Road, you have the Montine Feeder Road, you have the Tigrafon Feeder Road, you have the Frail Bois Denier Feeder Road, and you have the Bois Bellevue Feeder Road. So these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 feeder roads in Lot 2. And Lot 3, you have the Melville Hall Feeder Road and the Collieho Feeder Road. So my advice is that the contract will be signed on the contracts, because there are 3 different contractors which have been awarded. So the one contractor for Lot 1, one contractor for Lot 2, one contractor for Lot 3. There's 3 separate contractors. Mm-hmm. My understanding and my advice is that we will sign the contracts. The contracts are expected to be signed on May 6, 2016. And we will see work started about mid-June, early July.
Meanwhile, he says other feeder roads not included in those being funded under the BAM will be financed by the government. Farm access has been an issue for local farmers for quite some time, particularly those of Salisbury. Some 52 Salisbury residents are currently before the courts for protest action taken in relation to their farm access roads in May and June 2015. Petit Savan MP Kenneth Darrow expressed his relief that the contracts for roadworks in his area have been signed before the start of this year's hurricane season. He says this has lifted a weight off his back.
And I'm really relieved as the Member of Parliament for Petit Savan. The signing of this contract is after almost $4 million, of course broken down into smaller lots, is a lot of pressure off my back. And of course, we would know that following Tropical Storm Erica, 2 of the communities, Petit Savan and Dubik, would have been displaced, and attempts are being made at relocating these 2 communities. And of course, with Dubik nearing completion, and of course, these roadworks is going to go a long way, as I said, into easing up the pressure of me as a Member of Parliament.
He went on to say that a government cannot sit idly by and wait for big money, as they have a duty to protect their citizens from harm. Daru thanked the Public Works Minister for recognizing the importance of these projects and working diligently to bring them to fruition.
That we as a government, we just cannot sit by idly and wait for these big money that have been committed. We have to ensure that our citizens are protected, that they are safe, and that the roads are user friendly. So this is what we're trying to do. So while we wait for this big money to make these huge interventions, the huge river walls, etc., and I'm sure the Minister of Public Works will speak a bit more of it, we have to ensure that we do whatever little that we can. We have to show that we are helping ourselves. So I really want to thank everybody concerned, the Minister for Public Works and her staff, for working, as I said, diligently and feverishly during the past months to make today possible. The Minister of Finance, of course, for making the monies available, and I said, helping make our life easier as a parish. And of course, first and foremost, for recognizing that we're approaching another hurricane season and something has to be done. And I said, why do we wait on the major intervention? So I'm hoping that our people...
I want to make it.
Member of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector, Stuart Paris, has made clear the position of the committee as it relates to foreign companies being awarded contracts here. Paris says the organization does not have any problems with foreigners being awarded contracts here. However, he pleads for equal opportunities for local contractors. His statements come after government signed an $18.2 million contract with NSG Management and Technical Services Limited of Barbados for construction of the Rozo West Bridge project. We have absolutely no problems with foreign companies doing contracts on the island of Dominica. We believe that locally we have the capacity to do that same kind of work, and all we're asking for is to be given an equal opportunity, said Paris.
I want to make it abundantly clear here this morning that at the Joint Consultative Committee of the Construction Sector in Dominica, and in particular the Builders and Contractors Association, we have absolutely no problems with foreign companies doing contracts on the island of Dominica, and in particular, we have no problems with NSG Technologies, as you call them. Our position here this morning, and this is where we stand. We believe that locally we have the capacity to do that same kind of work, and all we're asking for is to be given an equal opportunity, like you give to MSG or any company wherever they come from. Give us an opportunity to participate in the contest. And when the bids are open and the evaluation is done, the best man win. We feel there's something wrong with the procurement process that completely shuts us out, excludes us from the process, doesn't give us a chance to bid. And we're here, living here, the job is here, the money's for Dominica, we are Dominicans. We feel we want to be given an equal opportunity to tender on jobs of this nature because we have the capacity and the experience to do the work.
The Whitey Kumuli Dance Theatre Company is this year celebrating 45 years of creative dance with a new dance production called Celebrating the Dream. The show is carded for Friday, April 29th at the Arawak House of Culture with a repeat performance on Saturday, April 30th. Director of the Whitey Kumuli Dance Theatre Company, Raymond Lawrence, says the company will honor Dr. Alwyn Bully for his contribution to the development of arts and culture in Dominica and the region.
The show forms part of Dom Festa activities this year. The event will feature performances by the three sections of the group, the seniors, the intermediates, and the juniors. And there will be several new and exciting dance pieces choreographed by the artistic director and other members of the dance company. During the show, the company will be honoring Dr. Alwyn Bully for his contribution to the development of arts and culture in Dominica and the region. Tickets are $25 in advance and $30 at the gate and are available at DPEX and from Whitey Kumuli members. And we're encouraging the general public to come out and support the young people of Dominica, support dance, support arts and culture in Dominica, and also to be a part of this exciting and colorful and creative expression of Dominica's culture.
A new report published by the Commonwealth Secretariat and the youth-led agency Restless Development has concluded that young people, particularly young women, are not adequately represented in the current formal political processes or institutions, including parliaments, political parties, elections, and public administrations. In the report, four key recommendations were made regarding how organizations can proactively empower young people to ensure their roles in delivering the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. First, youth participation should be strengthened in national review and accountability mechanisms for the SDGs. Second, young people should be empowered to generate and disseminate data for reviewing and monitoring implementation of the SDGs. Thirdly, young people should have assured open access to information on the Sustainable Development Goals. This transparency should include a commitment to publish information that is accessible and usable. And finally, accountability approaches from around the world should be piloted with a review to mainstreaming the best of them by 2030. Just days after taking her place as Secretary General, she called on young people, particularly young women, to be her soldiers, as she believes that if enabled, a bright future lies ahead with young people at the helm. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says he wants to win big in the upcoming by-election in the Soufria constituency. This by-election, to be held in the next 88 days, comes following the resignation of Soufria MP Ian Pinard, in light of recent allegations leveled against him. "I want to win big as a tribute and in honor of the outstanding work of Ian Pinard in this constituency," said Prime Minister Skerrit.
"This is a seat we must not and will not. I am hereby calling all members and supporters of this great party to arms. The Soufriere Galleon Scottsdale Point Michel seat is near and dear to the hearts of all Liberites and myself as Prime Minister of this country. I want the full strength and energy of this party to be at work in this by-election. It is Ian's wish that we win, and I'm saying here and now, I want to win big as a tribute and in honor of the outstanding work of Ian Pinard in this constituency."
In more news, a Guyanese teen has been hailed as extraordinary after gaining admission to all eight Ivy League schools in the United States. Kelly Hiles, who moved to the United States in 2009 at the age of 11, has received 21 acceptance letters, including from Harvard, Yale, Brown, Princeton, Columbia, Dartmouth, Cornell, and the University of Pennsylvania. Hiles says she's leaning towards Harvard, but she's yet to make a final decision. She wants to become a neurosurgeon. And 16 U.S. military personnel have been punished with disciplinary measures over the bombing of an Afghan hospital that left 42 dead, officials say. No criminal charges have been filed, according to an unnamed official quoted by the AP News agency. The attack on the Medecin Sans Frontières Hospital took place last October during a campaign to retake the city of Kunduz from the Taliban forces. A U.S. military inquiry has already found that the attack was human error. The Pentagon is expected to release a full report on the investigation on Friday. The service members, including some special operations personnel, received administrative punishments, reports said. They include letters of reprimand, which could have a career-ending effect on those involved. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Salisbury feeder roads to be addressed finally. Whitey Kubuli Dance Theatre Company celebrates 45 years. Guyanese teen accepted at 21 colleges in the U.S., including all eight Ivy League schools. And 16 U.S. forces disciplined over Afghan bombing. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send a text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.